Good morning. Having a little concert this morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Excuse me. We continue with the theme for 2026 is obey, obedience, believe, execute, and yield. The month of June marks the start of the E season, executing God's command. This is week two, and the topic is trusting the commander. Trusting the commander. The scripture for today is Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14. The New Living Translation reads, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it." Amen. In Matthew 7, 13 through 14, Jesus contrasts two ways of life using the metaphors of a narrow gate and a wide gate. The narrow gate represents a path of genuine sacrificial love from the heart, while the wide gate refers to living with outward righteousness that hides in the corruption. Jesus urges choosing the narrow path to true life, the gate that leads to eternal life. Believing in Jesus is the only way to heaven. We must trust the commander, Jesus Christ, because he alone died for our sins and made us right before God. Living his way may not always be popular, but it is always true and right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and everlasting God, thank you for another day, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning to experience the new mercies, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for the technical difficulties I was having this morning, Lord God, but there's nothing that should stand in the way of doing what you have assigned us to do, Lord God. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for loving us enough, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for offending anyone yesterday, losing our cool, not fully representing you, Lord God. Forgive us. Forgive us, oh Lord. And we thank you for another chance to get things right, Lord God. We just thank you for loving us that much, Lord God. Thank you for teaching us the way, Lord God, teaching us how to get to the narrow way. There are so many temptations, Lord God, that will put us on the wide path, you know, but we need the narrow path, like the narrow, like the camel that went through the eye. You know, we just need you, Lord God. We need you, and that's the only way, Lord God. We can't do enough good. There are many good people, Lord God, in the world, but we need you to guide us, that will lead us to the narrow path. Only those who truly know you will get to that, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you. The road of life, Lord God, may not always be easy, but we must trust your commands to always be what we need to get us through, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for your guidance, oh Lord. We thank you for knowing what we need in any situation, Lord God, knowing any situation and trusting you. Psalms 119, verse 100 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a lamp for my path, Lord God." Continue to show us the way to righteousness, oh God. Teach us to study your word. That's the only way, Lord God, to study your word, to get to know who you are, the lessons that you teach, Lord God. The lessons to life have already been written, and we thank you. Thank you for letting us know that you have us covered, Lord God. Any situation, whatever we're going through, Lord God, is not too hard for you, and we thank you. We thank you for having divine authority over our lives, Lord God. Thank you for teaching us to rely on your power, O Lord. You are the commander of our lives, and we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for helping us get through the hardest parts of our day, O Lord. Thank you for the word that reminds us to choose you, Lord God. Always choose the narrow path which leads to everlasting life, Lord God. Yesterday may have been hard. Yesterday may have been hard. Things in the past may have been difficult, Lord God. But we know that as long as we have you, Lord God, and we have another chance, we have another day, Lord God, that there is hope. Teach us to always have hope, Lord God. Teach us to always trust you, Lord God. Thank you for being who you are, our commander, and we trust you with everything, Lord God. We trust you with our prayers, our secrets, our desires, oh Lord. You know it all, Lord God. We thank you. We trust you to cover our families, our homes, our jobs, Lord God. Cover us in your peace. Your peace, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for your divine presence in our lives, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God. You are amazing. You're amazing, Lord God. How wonderful you are, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being so caring and so mindful of the things we need, Lord God. So we give you the praise, Lord God. We lift you up. We honor you. We worship you, Lord God. We wake up thanking you. We wake up thanking you for another day. Thank you for keeping us as we slept through the night, Lord God. Thank you for giving us another chance, a new day, Lord God. No matter what happens today, Lord God, we know that you are in control, that you are leading us, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for these blessings that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for the ability to even speak your name, Lord God, the ability to even, in our hearts, we worship you, Lord God. Thank you for seeing that, Lord God. Thank you for taking the time to see what's in our hearts, Lord God, to see what's in our minds, Lord God. We pray that we forever stay with you, Lord God. Let our minds stay on you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you. We say all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord God, the Son that you sacrificed for us, Lord God, that you loved us enough to give us your Son, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for this ability to speak directly to you, Lord God. We thank you for that sacrifice which allowed us to speak directly to you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. This morning from our prayer list, our Dr. D asks us to pray for those angry with God, Lord God. May your word comfort them and speak to their hearts, Lord God. We know it's not easy. We know it's not easy, Lord God, and sometimes situations tend to have us feeling like you don't see us, Lord God, that somehow things have happened that were not nice, Lord God, that are hurtful. But we know that you do see, you do love, and you care for us, Lord God. So we pray for those. We pray for those who may be angry with you, Lord God. We ask that you touch their hearts, Lord God. Soften their hearts, Lord God. That there's a love that goes beyond all understanding, Lord God. So they may not understand what has happened in their life, Lord God, or things that are, you know, cannot be undone, Lord God. But we pray for those that are angry right now, Lord God. We pray that their minds and their hearts be turned towards you, Lord God, turned towards the goodness of you, Lord God, that knowing that you know and you see all things, Lord God. So it may not look good now, but in the long run, Lord God, help them to see. Help them to see the brighter side, that the love of God is still remaining, that is still there, Lord God. So we pray for those, Lord God. We pray for those people. We pray that their hearts be softened, Lord God, that they do truly see the love that you have for them, Lord God, and help them in their situation. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Dr. D also asked us to pray for everyone who ministered yesterday, all the preachers, the musicians, the singers, the dancers, the ushers, everyone. Everyone has a part in your kingdom, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you that there is room for everyone, Lord God. And we pray for those who take their time out to minister your word, to get your word out. Everyone who plays a part, everyone's part is important, Lord God. So we pray for those who take their time out on Sundays or Saturdays or whatever the day you worship, Lord God, to make your kingdom, to make people feel welcome in your kingdom, to make people feel welcome and loved as when they come to church, when they log on to church, Lord God, wherever they go to hear your word, Lord God, we pray for those that are working together, that all those that are working together, Lord God, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we also pray for laborers in our church. We pray that more people come in that are willing to work to get the word of God out to the masses, Lord God. We are praying for believers who have a willingness to serve, Lord God, those who want to learn, those who want to serve, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. There's a place, Lord God, so we thank you. We thank you, and we lift up Dr. D, who's always praying for those who have labored in the church, Lord God, in the word, Lord God, praying for believers to come in and help with to get your word out, Lord God, help with technical difficulties, Lord God, teachers that could teach others how to do things to work in the church, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for her, Lord God, and we thank you for the prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord God. Dr. D also asks us to pray for Brother Samuel, who's in the hospital, Lord God. We pray for healing for him, Lord God. You know what he needs, Lord God. You know what he needs in his body to get well, Lord God. So we pray and we lift him up, Lord God. We pray for Brother Samuels. We hope that he has a speedy recovery, Lord God. We hope that he is not in pain, Lord God. We pray that whatever is going on in his body, that you work it out. You touch him, Lord God. You touch him with healing hands, Lord God. And we thank you. And we lift up Brother Samuels in Jesus' name. We pray and we say amen this morning. This morning I'm also asking for prayers for Kelly Covington, who's also in the hospital. You know all about his life, Lord God. You know what he needs, Lord God. You know what his body needs to be well, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for him, Lord God. We ask that you cover him, you touch him, you regulate whatever's in his body that's out of sorts, Lord God. We thank you and we pray healing. We pray healing for Brother Samuels. We pray healing for Kelly Covington this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We pray. I'm also asking for prayer for those who feel overwhelmed, Lord God, overwhelmed with daily life and priorities and things. Sometimes there's just too much on your plate at one time, Lord God. It just feels like it's overwhelming, Lord God. So we pray for people feeling overwhelmed, Lord God. We pray that they prioritize, Lord God, that we prioritize what's important, Lord God, and the most important thing is you, Lord God. So we pray that these people wake up with you on their mind. Wake up with a prayer of thanksgiving, Lord God. We pray that they wake up with a prayer of thanksgiving, giving honor to you, Lord God, who will direct the path, who will be a lamp at their feet to direct them on which ways to go so that things don't feel so overwhelming. Those things that can't feel like things can overtake you. No, Lord God, we cast out those things, Lord God, that there is nothing, you know, that's so busy that will overtake you and overtake your mind, and you feel like you can't handle things, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for those that we ask that people lean on to you, Lord God. Lean on to you for guidance, Lord God. You are the commander, Lord God. And we pray, for people to trust you, that you will lead them to the right way, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all those that are on this line this morning, Lord God. Thank you for those who are praying for all these people on the prayer list, Lord God, praying for those that have these type of situations. We just thank you for prayer. Thank you for the ability to pray, to get our desires to you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you. I want to remind you that June is Men's Health Month. Help a man. Help a man in your life get to the doctor, Lord God. We pray that those encourage a man in your life, your father, your brother, your husband. Get to the doctor. They just get a wellness check, Lord God. This is the month. This is the month to do it, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for the men in our lives, Lord God. And we thank you for, we thank you that this is Men's Health Month. So I'm just reminding each of us, just to remind a man to get something checked. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask all of these prayers in the name of your son, Jesus. We pray and we say amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer conference line, Lord God. We ask that you continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers, Lord God. So please continue to send your prayer requests to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministries.com for all of our upcoming events. We had a powerful hour of prayer last week, Lord God, so we look forward. We ask that you continue to check our website for what we have coming in the month of July. It's something exciting. You know, we have things in the summer. So check the website for all of our events. We thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so we all may greet one another. Thank you.